Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's April 16th, 2021, and this is episode 55 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled onto the podcast and you're wondering what this is all about, I guess I should let you know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the theme of being the best, and yesterday, of managing the expectation that sets what the best means to everyone involved. Did you join the Context and Clarity live conversation yesterday? Where were you? On Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or are you one of our many, many followers on Twitch? Yes, that is a little bit of a joke. Big thanks to Randy Wilburn for coming on and Catherine McPhail for co-hosting with me again. When I first announced that Randy Wilburn was coming to Context and Clarity, there was a smile of familiarity from many of the people in our audience, especially if you've ever encountered Zweig White or the Zweig Group. They're an important consulting and publishing firm in the AEC industry that helps a lot of firms and a lot of leaders build a better industry. Randy is a former co-owner dating all the way back to the Zweig White days. What did you think about our conversation yesterday? I hope Randy inspired you to be better in all your forms. I think the work he's doing now is truly inspired, and we can all do better by learning from Randy and, of course, listening to his Encourage, Build, Grow podcast. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 54. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I understand it if you're not a fan of Facebook. I do very little there. Obviously, I host Context and Clarity, and I do love digging into some of the conversations that are going on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. But that's about it. If you're not a Facebook fan, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group, maybe even adding to those live conversations every afternoon. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format. For the past 5 or 6 weeks, we've used Fridays to revisit our mini-series on the digital and social media platforms that architects could use. Last week, we took a little bit of a break to finish out our theme for the week, but we're back at it this week. In case you missed any of the prior conversations, we've covered Google Business Pages, House, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, email marketing, and even more ways that architects can market themselves online. This week, I wanted to group several services together that I'm calling similar. So let's talk about Thumbtack, Nextdoor, and Home Advisor for architects. I know there are several others out there, and the landscape, it continues to change. So if you have another one that you like, or maybe that you hate, be sure to leave it in the comments. Now, my experience with these services is that your mileage may vary. I know some architects really like them, and some have told me that they really hate them. As best I can tell, it's the type of work that you do and your location that will probably play a major role in your outlook in this conversation. I've had architects tell me that they get all of their leads from home advisors, and others tell me that they tried it and got nothing but tire kickers and worse, and that it was a waste of time and money. But let's focus on the positive for now. From what I know and what I've heard, here are a few keys to making these apps work for you. First, what are they? Well, they're location-based, lead-generating apps that are designed to match architects, contractors, and other service providers with potential customers and clients. There's usually a cost to receiving the leads, so the architects that I've seen most successfully use them turn the initial phone call into a paid site visit and initial consultation. That way, they're not only recovering the cost of buying the leads, but they're also qualifying or disqualifying the leads very quickly. Response time seems to be critical. One suggestion I've heard is to set up text alerts so that you can respond to a potential lead nearly immediately, even if that means responding by sending them to a brochure or a scheduling software to plan the next step. Maybe the most important tip that I've heard is to be honest about what you're trying to accomplish. And this is true. This is the case no matter what digital or social media we're talking about. If you're looking to design large custom homes, you're probably not going to get that lead from Thumbtack. But if additions or smaller projects are a sweet spot for you, why not design a process, maybe even a product line, for these types of lead generating apps? What about you? Do you use any of these services? What's your experience? Do you love them or do you hate them? There doesn't seem to be much in between. I'll be interested to see if you have tips or advice today, because this is what we'll discuss in our Context and Clarity conversation today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern, so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.